From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is delivering his State of the Union address to Congress and the American people this evening, calling for both sides of the political aisle to believe in a country where every race and faith and point of view can be found. The president referring to the tragedy in Tucson where Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot and wounded is something that has caused a rethinking of some of the rancor of our public debate.
By itself, this simple recognition won't usher in a new era of cooperation. What comes of this moment is up to us. What comes of this moment will be determined not by whether we can sit together tonight, but whether we can work together tomorrow.
The president also said there is a need to focus on jobs, education, and the nation's transportation system. And Mr. Obama referenced the innovation of 50 years ago that allowed the U.S. to win the space race despite the launch of Sputnik.
We had no idea how we would beat them to the moon. The science wasn't even there yet. NASA didn't exist. But after investing in better research and education, we didn't just surpass the Soviets. We unleashed a wave of innovation that created new industries and millions of new jobs. This is our generation's Sputnik moment.
President announcing a five-year freeze of discretionary spending, he also pledged to cut the corporate tax rate for the first time in 25 years. Even before the speech tonight, House lawmakers approved a resolution pledging to cap spending for the rest of the fiscal year at 2008 levels. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the measure passed 256 to 165.
Democrats criticized the resolution as a publicity stunt because it's non-binding and doesn't have any specific details about which programs could be cut or eliminated in order to bring down spending. But California Republican David Dreyer says the measure is just the first step in a longer debate on bringing down the national deficit.
If we do not immediately change course, the damage could quickly become irreversible. Today's resolution is a clear signal that we are making that change in course.
Republican leaders say once the Congressional Budget Office releases a mid-fiscal year report on Wednesday, they'll have the numbers they need for their committees to work with in making cuts. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal and local agents in Phoenix arrested 20 people today, suspected of illegally buying guns from Mexican drug cartels. Ted Robbins reports.
A straw purchaser is someone who buys a firearm for someone else and says it's for themselves. That's illegal under federal law. Indictments announced by the U.S. Attorney for Arizona alleged that the defendants bought hundreds of firearms over the last year or so, including AK-47 assault rifles. Federal agents say the guns were illegally shipped to Mexico, where they were used by drug traffickers, especially the notorious Sinaloa cartel. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is NPR. The first detainee at Guantanamo has been tried by a civilian court and sentenced to life in prison. Federal judge in Manhattan today imposing the maximum sentence on 36-year-old Ahmed Gailani. Gailani was acquitted late last year of more than 200 counts of murder and numerous other charges related to al-Qaeda attacks against two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1988. However, the jury did convict him of a single count of conspiracy to destroy government buildings. Defense lawyers had sought leniency in the case, while prosecutors had contended Gailani knew about the plot and should be handed a life sentence. In Lebanon, the outgoing prime minister appealed for calm after sporadic violence greeted the selection of a new prime minister backed by Hezbollah. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The northern city of Tripoli saw the largest protests after billionaire businessman Najib Mikati was named prime minister. Mikati is a Sunni Muslim, like his predecessor Saad Hariri, but most Lebanese Sunnis support Hariri. Mikati called on all Lebanese factions to join in ending the country's divisions, but Hariri's party said it wanted no part of a government that had the Shiite Hezbollah movement in a leading role. It's not clear yet what role Hezbollah will play in the new government. Hezbollah and its allies brought down Hariri's government after he refused to denounce an international court investigating the assassination of his father in 2005. Draft indictments, possibly implicating Hezbollah members in the killing, are being studied by a pretrial judge in The Hague. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Recapping this hour's top story, President Obama delivering his State of the Union address this evening, pleading for unity in a newly divided government. President Obama implored Democratic and Republican lawmakers to rally behind his vision of economic revival for an anxious nation, saying we will move forward together or not at all. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.